Nothing else. Nothing else. Nothing else will do. I just want you. And nothing else. Nothing else. Nothing else. I just want you. And nothing else. Nothing else. Nothing else will do. I just want you. And nothing else. And nothing else. Nothing else will do. I'm caught up in your presence. I just want to sit here at your feet. I'm caught up in this holy moment. I never want to leave. Oh, I'm not here for blessings. Jesus, you don't owe me anything more than anything than you can do. I just want you and nothing else. Nothing else. Nothing else will do. I just want you. And nothing else. Nothing else. Nothing else will do. I just want you. And nothing else. Nothing else. Nothing else will do. I just want you. Nothing else. Nothing else. Nothing else will do. I'm sorry when I've just gone through the motions. And I'm sorry when I sang another song. Take me back to where we started. I open up my heart to you. I'm sorry when I've come with my agenda. I'm sorry when I forget that you're enough. Take me back to where we started. I open up my heart to you. I'm caught up in your presence. I just want to sit here at your feet. I'm caught up in this holy moment, and I never want to leave. Oh, I'm not here for blessings. Jesus, you don't owe me anything more than anything that you can do. I just want you and nothing else. Nothing else. Nothing else will do. I just want you and nothing else. And nothing else. Nothing else will do. I just want you and nothing else. Nothing else. Nothing else will do. I just want you. Nothing else. and nothing else. Nothing else will do. Almighty God, we need you right now. Reveal your glory and pour your spirit out. Almighty God, we need you right now. Reveal your glory and pour your spirit out. Almighty God, we need you right now. Reveal your glory and pour your spirit out. Almighty God, we need you right now. Reveal your glory and pour your spirit out. Almighty God, we need you right now. Reveal your glory and pour your spirit out. We need you. We need you. We need you, Lord. Let your glory fall. We need you. We need you. We need you, Lord. Let your glory fall. We need you. We need you. We need you, Lord. Let your glory fall. We need you. We need you. We need you, Lord. Let your glory fall. Let it fall. Lord, let your glory fall. Let it fall like rain. Lord, let your glory fall. We want more of your presence, more of your spirit, more of your love and your mercy and healing. We want more of your presence, more of your spirit, more of your love and your mercy and healing. We want more of your presence, more of your spirit, more of your love and your mercy and healing. We want more of your presence, more of your spirit, more of your love and your mercy and healing. Come down, Holy Spirit. 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 'Cause we need you. We need you. We need you, Lord. Let your glory fall. We need you. We need you. We need you, Lord. Let your glory fall. Come down, Holy Spirit. Oh, fall like rain. We need you. We need you. We need you, Lord. Let your glory fall. At this moment,
Lord, we come to you as humbly as we know how this morning. We ask that You bless and keep us all. Lord, please bless Reverend Dr. Vanessa and Reverend Dr. PK, the founders of this prayer call, the ones that heard your word, saw your vision, and executed that vision for over 10 years now. We don't take it lightly. We don't take it for granted. Please bless and keep them to continue the battle, the fight, the prayer on our knees above ground, Lord. We thank you. Bless our support system, Artist Life, and bless those that take the products and participate with Artist Life. Bless the entrepreneurs. Bless every entrepreneur on this call. Bless every family represented on this call. Bless every individual that is on the call, that wanted to be on the call, that's typically on the call, and for whatever reason, they're not on the call today, Lord. We only have so much time for introductions, and we probably just didn't get a chance to get to them. But we know that, more importantly, you haven't forgotten about them, Lord. Just because we don't hear or see them doesn't mean they're not here. And more importantly, just because we can't see you, Lord, in the physical eye, we know that you're here. Oh, we thank you, Lord, for visions. We thank you for your divine ministry that you've placed on our lives, Lord. We thank you for the purpose, for the power, for the grace, for the mercy. You are a great redeemer, a great restorer. Oh, how great thou art. How great thou art. And, Lord, a special prayer, a special touch to those that are bereaved, for those that are dealing with COVID, for those who had surgery, for those who have unknown ailments that doctors say should be in your body. Lord,
amen.
We ask special healing unto them, Lord. Be with them, Lord. And for the encourager, continue to strengthen that mother, that grandmother, that grandfather, that sister, that brother, that aunt, that uncle. Continue to strengthen the ones in the faith to continue the prayer without ceasing. Don't go weary in well-doing. Why? Because in due season, we shall reap if we fail not. Oh, we thank you, Lord. We give you glory and honor. Nothing will bring us down. Nothing will discourage us. We may
Amen.
Cry for me. We thank you, Lord. We give you glory, honor, and praise. In Yeshua's name, we pray. Amen. Host, are you there?
I am here, Minister Ruth. Can you hear me?
Loud and clear.
Thank you so much, Minister Ruth, for seating and greeting us and opening us up in prayer. And thank you, Minister Kalen, for setting the atmosphere and ushering us into the presence of the Lord. I say good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome to the Master's Call. This is Prophet Kai in San Antonio, Texas, and we wish you all the warmest of kingdom's greetings. This call is all about the Master, and each day, Monday through Friday, we come together to give God the praise, the glory, and honor that is due him. This call was founded on October 25th, 2010, by two amazing and dynamic women of God, Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. And we know when God gave the mandate, he also gave the mission, and that mission is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as we begin our day. And we know that our God is a God of order, so we know that this call is founded on Scripture, and that Scripture reference is Psalms 88:13. But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you. Here on the Master's Call, we start this call in prayer, we end this call in prayer, and we hope that you continue each and every day in prayer. We have an interactive website, which is www.themasterscall.net. That's www.themasterscall.net. And there all messages have been archived and recorded since the inception of our call, as well as the speaker's bio. And this year, the theme is, in 2021, God's strategic shifting, prophetic suddenlies, and holy standards are being established and supernaturally revealed. If you are feeling led of the Lord to be a part of this blessed ministry as a psalmist, as a greeter, or as a host, or if you feel like the Lord is giving you a word for such a time as this, you can send all of your information to info@themasterscall.net. That's info@themasterscall.net. And either Dr. Vanessa or our prayer general, Minister Brenda, will get back with you. The new morning motivational call follows this call Monday through Friday, and it's hosted by a group of leaders throughout Artist Life who give us the benefits of information about the Artist Life products, and that number is 712-770-4005, and the access code is 294-617-POUND. Again, 712-770-4005, and the access code 294-617-POUND. Today is Awareness Wednesday, hosted by the phenomenal Flanagans, and today's topic is none other than insomnia. So I am going to get out of your way so that our mouthpiece with the message straight from the throne room can come forward and bless our socks off. Today's messenger is no stranger to the call. She is our songbird. She is the beautiful Minister Tiffany Lauderdale. She is a mother of Kalon. She is an Artist Life distributor. She is a woman after God's own heart. She has, you know, just touched my life personally. She is a graduate of California State University at Long Beach, where she has a BS in criminal justice. She is saved and satisfied with Jesus, and she is just walking according to God's Jeremiah 29:11 plan for her life. She is currently employed by the city of Culver City in the transportation department, and she is just moving and shaking the way God has intended her to do. So I'm going to get out of the way and present to some and introduce to others none other than my very own sister, my girl, Minister Tiffany Lauderdale. Minister Tiffany, are you there?
I am here. Can you hear me this morning?
I can hear you loud and clear. The floor is yours, woman of God.
Praise the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you so much to my sister, Prophet Kai. Thank you so much for hosting the call this morning. To my sister, Minister Ruth out there in Georgia, thank you so much for seating us and greeting us this morning. And to my baby sister, Psalmist Kaylin, thank you so much for bringing us into, wow, such a sweet time of worship. Yes, yes, yes. Nothing else will do because, Lord, we want you. So, yes, yes, yes. God morning, God morning, God morning. TMC family, I am so glad to be here with you all today. This day was not promised to us, but God chose us for this day. And so I greet you all the way from Southern California, where it's like 5:08 a.m., but I woke up with the joy of the Lord. And so the joy of the Lord is my strength. And so I thank God for Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. I say every day I thank you for your yes, because it allows for us to gather here. And I've been sitting here at this table for 10.5 years now, and definitely my life has been enriched, empowered, and enhanced as I begin my day here on the Master's Call. So you are in the right place at the right time, and for those of you who are visiting for the first time, I pray that you will visit us again. So, here we go. Okay, I am speaking as loud. Let me see. Hold on. If I could adjust something right quick. Hold on. I hope that is better. Hopefully that is better. Okay, thank you, thank you, thank you, Dr. V. Okay, so this morning, Father, we just thank you and we bless you. I praise you, I magnify you, I glorify you, because you are worthy to be praised. And God, I pray right now in the name of Jesus that Tiffany Paris Lauderdale will decrease so that you, God, can increase in me, and that the word that you would have, that you have given me, will go forth free, uncontaminated, unhindered in the name of Jesus. We give you the glory, the praise, and the honor, and we love you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, so today the message is let go and let God have his way. Let go and let God have his way. Proverbs 3, 5, and 6 says, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he will make your path straight. I couldn't seem to fall asleep. There was so much on my mind. Searching for that peace, but the peace I could not find. So then I knelt down to pray, praying, help me please. Then he said, you don't have to cry, 'cause I'll supply your needs as soon as I stop worrying. Worrying how the story ends, I let go and I let God have his way. That's when things start happening. I stop looking back at then. I let go and I let God. I let God have his way. There's so much going on. Sometimes I can't find my way. And oftentimes I struggle from day to day. I have to realize that it's not my battle. It's not my battle to fight. I know I have to put it in his hands. Soon as I stop worrying how the story ends, I let go and I let God have his way. That's when things start happening. I'll stop looking at back then. I let go and I let God have his way. Let go. Let God. Let go. Let God. Let go. Let God. Let God have his way. So I came on the line this morning to tell someone, whatever you had going on yesterday that you've been carrying, maybe yesterday and the day before, and maybe some things that you picked up and brought in from 2020 into 21, let go and let God have his way. In Proverbs 3, 5, and 6, it simply asks us to trust in the Lord. And the word trust means simply, it's a firm belief in the reliability, truth, ability, or strength of someone or something. In this case, it's the Lord. The word understanding simply means the ability to understand something or comprehend. In that scripture, it says, lean not to your own understanding. Sometimes we think our way out of our own blessing. So instead of us thinking, we have to place those things into God's hand and let him orchestrate how our days go. And then it says, in all your ways, not some of your ways, not a few of your ways, but in all of your ways, acknowledge him. What does the word acknowledge mean? That means to accept or to admit. the existence of. So acknowledging him first in the morning, Matthew 6:33, seek ye first the kingdom of God. In the morning, who are you seeking? You know, what are you going to first? Are you going to God first? Are you having a conversation with him? Are you starting your day off by thanking him and telling him that you love him, telling him that you're thankful that Jesus sacrificed his life for each of us? How are you starting your day? What did you bring into this day? This is a brand new day. What is this? This is a brand spanking new day. The third day of March. We're already into the last month of the first quarter, March, a Lenten season. What did you bring in to this year that you should have left back in last year? Did you bring some things that you were worried about? Did you bring some things that you had doubt about? Did you bring some fears with you? Did you bring some disappointments? Did you bring some disputes? You know, you brought some things, some unforgiveness over here with you. You brought some issues. You know, you're worried about your finances. You were worried about what you could not control, what you couldn't control last year, and then you brought it over here, and you still can't control it. Why? Because God is saying, hey, I told you to give that thing over to me. You're worried about what is my future going to look like. You're worried about this and you're worried about that. 1 Peter 5:17 says, give all your worries, hallelujah, and cares to God, for he cares about you. I needed to let someone know that this morning, because you don't have to carry that thing. Give it to God and let him take care of it. Sometimes we say, Lord, I surrender all to you. I give this thing to you. But then some kind of way we manipulate it and we get it back in our hands and we think that we could take care of it. And then it becomes a complete mess. Why? Because we didn't let go and we didn't let God have his way. Isaiah 43:18-19 says, at all times we must learn to forget the past and forge ahead. If we fail to let go of the past, it is very difficult for us to move forward. So we have to surrender those things to God. Surrendering to God, literally giving it up. It is telling God that we are not big enough to deal with our worries and our situations, our issues, our concerns, our unforgiveness, and that he must take it over. When we finally let go, we give God room to wield his mighty arm in our lives. When our hands are strong, when his hands are strong and powerful, so we can rest assured in knowing that when we give it to God, he will take care of it. Yes, he will. I have seen him take care of some stuff many of times. You know, when we least anticipate it, God showed up. Those are the miracles, the miraculous times in our lives where he has just showed us and turned something, a worry into a miracle. Why? Because we released it to him. See, carrying the past around will only take up space for God's goodness, for God's grace, and for God's favor. So what's in your baggage this morning? What does your suitcase look like in the inside? If we were to open it up, what will we actually see in your luggage that you're carrying around? Some of you guys can't even carry your luggage. It's just extremely too heavy for you to even pick up. What's in that? Let's open it up and see what's in there that we need to just toss out. You know, just pick it up right now. If you could just make this motion like you're picking something up right now and just tossing it to the side, you're letting it go. So what things are you going to pick up this morning? Are you going to pick up an argument that you had yesterday? Just pick it up and let's toss it out. Unforgiveness. Do you need to say, I forgive you? Just speak that out right now. The person don't have to be in front of you. Just say, I forgive you, Grace, for what I said to you yesterday. Pick that thing up and toss it out. Yes, you were worried about how am I going to do this. Pick that worry up and toss it out. You're disappointed that, you know, why am I still in this place? Why am I in this situation? Why does it feel like I'm not moving forward, Lord? Pick that thing up. Toss it out. Let's get rid of it today. Renew your thinking. Renew your mind. Invite God to guide you. Get out of the driver's seat, sit in the passenger side, and let him direct you. Let him be your guide. Create in us a clean heart, O God, and renew the right spirit within us. This is a time of breakthrough. God wants to do great and mighty things in our lives, but many of us are allowing our own self to be the stumbling block, to be the stronghold. We're continuing to keep ourselves back because we don't want to let go. We want to still be in control. Oh, I got this. I got this. No, God is saying, release it to me. Yes, because I want to bring you freedom. I want to let you be free. I want your mind, your spirit, your body, and your soul to be free in me. For whom the Lord sets free, he is free indeed. The Lord will fight for you, and you will only be silent. Exodus 14:14. Psalms 34:17 says, the righteous cry out, and the Lord hears them. He delivers them from all their troubles. Not some, not a few, not one, but all of their troubles. 2 Chronicles 15:7 says, but as for you, be strong and do not give up, for your work will be rewarded. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he will make your path straight. So those places that have been crooked in our lives, Lord, we ask that you would straighten them out. As we surrender all to you, God, as we give ourselves to you, Lord, so that you can use us for your kingdom and for your glory, God. We thank you that you are working all things out for our good, but for your glory, God. Continue to renew us, God. Renew our thinkings, God. The words that we say, God, speak in us and through us, God. Let us be the lights, God, that the world is waiting to see. No longer carrying the baggages of yesterday into a new day that you have made, where we have new grace and new mercy, God. We walk into a newness in this morning, God. We never have been in this day before. So let us execute in the newness of you, Father. And we will be forever grateful to give your name the glory and praise. As soon as I stop worrying how the story ends, I let go and I let God. I let God have his way. That's when things start happening. When I stop looking at back then, I let go and I let God. I let God have his way. Let go. Let God. Let go. Let God. Let go. Let God. Let go and 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 let God. Let God have his way. I pray that this message has been a message of encouragement to you. Back over to you, Prophet Kai.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, my beautiful songbird, Minister Tiffany, for that on-time message, let go and let God. I will be calling you back for the benediction, but first let us go to God in prayer for our prayer request. Father God, in the matchless name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, we say thank you for the beautiful woman of God who just brought forth the message, and we ask you to be a hedge of protection around her and just keep her in perfect peace as her mind is stayed on you. Father, continue to give her the desires of her heart. Lord, you know every need, spoken and unspoken, and we thank you right now for meeting that need with the exceeding and the abundant, more than she could hope or ask, according to the power that worketh in her. Father, you know sickness and disease are a name, and they must bow down to the name of Jesus. So we bind up the spirit of COVID. Father, we release the vaccination to work according to your Jeremiah 29:11 plan for it. Father, we know that you have already worked this thing out for your good and our good and your glory, O God. So, Father, as you release it throughout the nation, we ask that you blind up the spirit of ignorance when dealing with the vaccination. We ask that you bind up fear. We ask that you bind up anything that needs to be bound on earth. Lord, we know that we know that we know that it is according to your will. And, Father, we thank you for it. Lord, we ask you right now to just continue to touch the Weatherspoon family as they walk through this time of bereavement. Father, you know every bereaved family. You know every sickness and disease that is walking among your people. And we ask you, Lord, we ask you, we plead with you, O Heavenly Father, to just bind it up right now in the name of Jesus. We ask that you continue to be a hedge of protection around Artist Life and the Des De Leon family as they walk through continuing to just produce the products that bring forth life, O Heavenly Father, the products that help us grow healthy and wealthy. We ask right now that the information that pours forward from Artist Life just be a blessing to all those who hear it, O God. Father, we ask you right now to just continue to touch Dr. P.K. Roberts, Lord. You know every need, spoken and unspoken, and Ma Brown. Father, just be with them. Continue to lead and guide them. Continue to just give them the desires of their hearts. Lord, we ask that you continue to touch the entire TMC family. Father, you know the needs that have been spoken and the needs that have not been spoken. And we ask right now that you just continue to keep us, that you continue to love us, that you continue to lead us, O Father. We surrender these and all things to you, and we ask for these things in our big brother Jesus Christ's name. We say amen, amen, and amen. And remember, immediately following this call is the new morning motivational call, which will be hosted today by the phenomenal Flanagans. And today's topic will be insomnia. That number is 712-770-4005. And the access code is 294-617#. Again, 712-770-4005. The PIN code 294-617#. If you want to hear the playback of this call, that number is 712-432-1085, and the access code is 957-677#. Again, we are so thankful that each and every one of you have joined us here on the Master's Call. We look forward to hearing from you again tomorrow. I will now ask our beautiful Minister Tiffany, our songbird, to come back and give us our benediction.
Praise God. Kai, can you hear me?
Probably. I can hear you loud and clear.
Hallelujah. May the Lord watch between me and thee while we're absent one from another. God, today we lay all of our worries, all of our doubts, all of our fears, we place them here at your feet, God. Have your way in us and through us, Father. We just thank you. We bless you. We love you. We glorify you. We magnify you because you are worthy of our praise. And God, on this day, we surrender all to you, and we will let go and let you have your way in us. These things I decree and declare in the matchless, in the mighty, in the marvelous and magnificent name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, I decree and declare these things. Amen, amen, and amen. We look forward to seeing each of you back here tomorrow at this divine and appointed time. Make sure you bring a friend. Have a great day. Be amazing. Bye for now.